There was definitely a chill in the air first thing this morning. Temperatures were below freezing across much of eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures at Albany made it down to 29 degrees. That is a new record low for today. The previous record was 30. So we had freeze conditions across most of the area last night. And we're going to do it again tonight as temperatures dip down to around and a bit below freezing. So it's going to be another night where you will need to protect your plants, at least the ones that are sensitive to the cold. But before we get to that, boy, what a beautiful spring day today. We've had a lot of sunshine. A couple of puffy clouds have developed. I realize temperatures are not at May-like levels. It's definitely feeling more like April, but it's still very pleasant to be outside, especially if you're out in the sun. The one kind of limiting factor today has been the breeze, which has still been on the active side. Springtime tends to be our windiest season. We've had a number of breezy days lately, so the breeze does make it feel a little bit cool, but the sunshine feels great, and things are looking fantastic if you're looking to be outside late this afternoon into early this evening. It'll start to chill down a bit, especially around and after dinner time, so you will probably want to have a jacket or a sweatshirt with you if you are going to be out for a walk. And during the day tomorrow, after that cold start with the freeze in many spots, it's going to warm up a little bit more. So we'll see temperatures climb into the low and mid-60s tomorrow. That's going to feel really nice. We'll have sunshine during the morning. Clouds will increase through the day, so it'll go from bright to cloudy. There's the chance for a spotty shower around sunset. So a few of you may see a few raindrops late in the day tomorrow, but most of the rain is going to hold off until after dark. And we're going to have rain around tomorrow night and still some showers on Friday. And there's even the chance for a few thunderstorms during Friday afternoon. Some of those storms could be strong or severe, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. Now, with that change in the weather, we're also going to warm up on Friday. So we'll see highs climb up into the 60s. Low 70s in some areas, even middle, maybe upper 70s south of the Capital District. And you'll notice a little touch of humidity as well. And right now, Saturday is looking like a nice spring day. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, a low of 26 to 34. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, warmer, maybe a shower late in the day, highs in the low to mid-60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, a low of 26 to 32. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, warmer, maybe a shower late in the day, highs in the low to mid-60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, warmer, maybe a shower late in the day, highs in the low to mid-60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, warmer, maybe a shower around sunset, highs in the low to mid-60s. Region-wide on Friday, variably to mostly cloudy, with showers and thunderstorms at times, highs in the 60s and 70s, and on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.